Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Blitz, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to get on the Twitch channel and comment in the chat, we'll get to that as well. You missed the first hour? Lots of good stuff, mostly serial killer and birthday stuff. But
I was wrong in Costa Rica.
Yeah, what are the odds? You owe the people of Costa Rica an apology.
Yeah.
A full retraction.
Sorry, Costa Rica. I still don't want to go there.
Oh, I hear it's fantastic.
But apparently it's safer than I thought it was.
Yes, it is not the red dot.
It's not a red dot. So. There's only 11 red dots these days.
Okay. You want to share them with the people so they know where not to go?
Do not travel to Afghanistan.
Okay, not on my list.
The Central African Republic.
Not on my list.
North Korea.
Definitely not on my list.
Iran.
I ran so far away. No.
Iraq?
Not interested.
I racked my brain and couldn't think of a good reason to go to Iraq. Libya?
Yeah, not interested.
Mali?
I'm not even taking Mali. Why would I go to Mali?
Somalia?
Oh, yeah. That one, I saw that movie where all those guys shot the guys in the helicopter. I wouldn't go there.
South Sudan?
Okay. What about North Sudan? Is that okay?
I think that's okay still. Syria?
Yeah, I will not ever go to Syria.
And Yemen?
Okay.
So I'm not planning on going to any of those places. There are five states in Mexico, which Mexico overall is a level two advisory. They go one through four.
Yeah.
Mexico's level two as a whole, but there are five states that received level four designations. And there are 11 Mexican states with level three designations. That makes me wonder how the hell they're overall a level two.
Well, it's just like, it depends on where you go there, right?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, there's a lot of places in the States you don't want to go to either.
No, no doubt.
So, but I
don't go to those places either.
No. Places in this city you don't want to go.
I don't go there either.
But I've always been really interested in Costa Rica, and I've heard great things. I'm also interested in going to Belize. And I know that Lance has a friend who runs a place down there.
Yeah.
So I may give him some business at some point. It's just been impossible to coordinate schedules for both of us to go. So, and then we were looking at February, and then, oh, wait, we're going to the fight in February. Yeah. So don't think that's happening. Is that red? All right, let's try red. What's up, Red?
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ. Sports.
Sports, Red.
Hey, I wanted to, you were talking about Costa Rica. My wife's grandparents actually own a hotel in Nicaragua at San Juan del Sur, and there is a huge kind of population of Americans and Canadians all retired in this little surf city, and they've all got their own little bars and bike shops and little stores and stuff, and man, they have an amazing time down there, and it's super safe. We've been twice. It's like a cheaper, less developed Costa Rica, but super safe. We walk around streets drunk, you know, stumbling back from the bars and everything, and the bums will just come up to you and talk to you, but they're not violent. They're happy. Everybody's happy. And it's just tranquilo, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very cautious when it comes to my world travel still.
Well, I mean, it was a big step for you just to go to England.
It really
to
was.
To be honest. But then you turn that into a Belgium trip and everything else. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you just expand your horizons a little bit. I've heard that about Nicaragua. And I actually, I think it's one of the wife's cousins has a place in Costa Rica that from Canada. And there's a lot of Canadians that buy land down there now. So, but yeah, well, I'm going to get down there at some point. If I live long enough, because, you know, if you took the under, that could happen.
Yeah.
So there's that. Oh, boy. Alex says you should see live PD on A&E to see some of the best of America. Yeah, I'm intrigued by that show a little bit. I've seen, not highlights, but I've seen the ads for it. Oh, you remember you were talking about that movie 1917 was supposed to be one of the best of the year? The reason I thought I'd seen it is because I've seen the damn commercial for it 36 times. I feel like I know the plot. You know, guy has to go save his brother and 1,600 troops. Pretty sure I know how it turns out. So, but anyway, people have mentioned Iceland. I've heard that. I've heard Greenland's great. All of those I'd love to do at some point, but at this stage, I'm not going to be able to do all of them. I mean, I think realistically, well, I'm probably going back to London for a few days because the wife's going to be there for a long stretch. And there's some things I didn't get to see, like outside the city. Like, I'd like to go to Stonehenge just because, you know, I'm an alien guy.
Yeah, and there's no aliens there.
No, but I mean, maybe there's some kind of spiritual presence that will tell me where the aliens are. I don't know.
Yeah, potentially.
Plus, you know, if I have a couple gummies before I go, I'm sure that will happen. But I'd like to go to Australia. That one's on my list. And beyond that, you know, it'd be nice to go to Costa Rica or one of those places, but it's not a must. And if I don't get to go to those, that's okay. I've had a pretty good run. I've gotten to do a lot more in life than most people. And somebody was saying on the text line that there's a lot of really rich dudes in this city that don't really want attention. They're like richer than Tillman and guys like that. I'm well aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of billionaires in this city. And and there's a lot of guys you've never heard of that are just sick rich. And that's cool. I mean, if I were that rich, that would be me. I wouldn't be out buying the Rockets or the Texans or anything like that. You know, I'd probably buy suites there and go to the games.
Maybe.
But that's it. I don't know. I'd pretty much just drop off the face of the earth if I could. I'm getting a lot of love for Costa Rica.
There's a list. Business Insider did a list of the 25 richest people in Texas.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, a lot of these guys you never heard of.
I'm gonna guess all oil and gas.
Well, number one is Alice Walton.
Okay, familiar with her. She lives
on a ranch outside she lives in Fort Worth now. She used to live on a ranch outside of Millsap, Texas. So that's Walmart money.
Yeah.
Number two is Michael Dell. He lives in Austin.
Dell money.
Alice Walton, $47 billion.
God.
Michael Dell, second at $39 billion.
You know,
then there's a hefty
considering
drop-off.
How much his computers suck. That's a pretty good.
There's a large drop off after that. Andrew Beal, finance and investments, $9.3 billion.
Is that Jennifer's husband?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think that's Jessica Beal is who you're thinking of.
One of the Beals.
Richard Kinder, energy, Houston, yeah. Texas, 7.12.
I'm guessing that's Kinder Morgan.
Yep. Number five, Jerry Jones. It says the source of his wealth is the Cowboys. I don't think that's where most of his money came from, though. I think.
Well, you know what? I heard Barry and Joel talking about this today, that he bought the team for like $140 and it's worth $5 billion
now. Yep, $150 in 1989, $5 billion today.
Yeah, so I would say.
But he also owns he's a controlling shareholder of Comstock Resources, an oil and gas company. Scott Dunk, this is like a group of people. Enterprise Products Partners, which energy, $6.3 billion. Robert Rowling, Omni Hotels, and Gold's Gym.
Hmm.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Robert Bass. You ever heard of him?
No.
Fort Worth, Texas. Robert F. Smith, Finance and Investments.
Call him Bobby.
He's got five bill. Tillman, number 10. $4.91 billion. What a poor. Owns the Rockets, Golden Nuggets, and Landry's, all those restaurants. So,
I would have thought his worth would have been more than that, considering how much he spent on the Rockets.
You would think so. Let's see. Anybody else we've heard of on the list? No. I think you get down to, well, Burt Beveridge, the Tito's Beveridge guy.
Yeah.
$4.2 billion.
Wow.
Off Tito's Beverage?
Well,
Tito's, did you know Tito's Vodka was that popular?
Well, yeah, it's because it's everywhere now. Like, when we're in California, they've got Tito's. Anywhere you go, they've got Tito's. It's a national thing now.
In 2017, the Tito's brand sold 63 million bottles of vodka. That's wild.
Well, at the time when that came out, it was a really good vodka. Now I think there's people doing much better, but you know, once you get that distribution all over the country like that and it's popular, you're going to blow up.
Number 16 and 17 are both pretty famous. H. Ross Perot.
Isn't he dead now?
At $4.12 billion.
Didn't he just die?
Did he just die?
I think he did, yeah.
Hmm. Well, this was from April. This list. So.
He died in July.
Oh, well. Sucks for him. Can't take it with you. Number 17, I'm pretty sure, is still alive. Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Could see that.
Number 18, Janice McNair.
Really?
Yep. Source of wealth, Kogan Technologies.
Yeah, he sold that company for, $1 billion.
$1.5 bill.
And then he used that money to that, and he sold off all his horse racing stuff, which he had spent a ton on, to buy the Texans.
And the rest of these guys are people you wouldn't have heard of. So there's
how many females on the list, and how many single females on the list who like older radio host guys?
Ty Lee, you do like Asian women too.
Like any women.
And let me give you this story. So Ty Lee is number 24 on the list. Source of wealth, SHI International. She's the CEO. It's an IT provider. Her net worth is $2.8 billion. The company, which is the largest woman-owned business in the United States, started as a software reseller, purchased by Lee and her now ex-husband for $1 million in 1989. Major clients include Boeing and AT&T. Single and ready to mingle, Fred.
Unfortunately, I'm not. One question. How many of those do you think listen to our show?
The Walmart lady, probably.
You think?
No.
No, I don't think so either. Kinder probably doesn't, but Morgan does.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Mark Cuban would get a kick out of our show.
Nah. Yeah, but he doesn't. He's not down here. Yeah, he's got enough Dallas radio to listen to.
My guess is someone has given Tillman at least a clip of our show at some point.
Yeah. I don't think he listens, but I know he's heard the show.
And Janice probably doesn't hear any of our stuff.
No, although she was always nice to me.
Was she?
Yeah, we always... I liked her quite a bit. She's a really nice lady, but she probably, because she's a nice lady, does not listen to this show.
Also single now.
Yeah, but that'd be weird.
You could get that.
No.
Why?
Because I was friends with both of them. That's just weird. Hockley Dan says, Fred, don't forget that you wanted to be a cult leader. Billionaire cult leader sounds nice.
Oh, yeah. If you had enough money, you could start like go get some land outside of Waco and just.
No. Waco's been done.
Oh.
But I got some land.
No one will bother you there.
I got
though.
Some land outside of Koontz.
No one will bother you.
I could build a stronghold there. Yeah, a compound. But I don't want to be an evil cult leader, okay? I don't want to be a cult leader who's.
Cult leaders inherently are evil.
Well, no, not necessarily. I think I'm going to have I'm going to be a user friendly cult.
Think of the all time cult leaders. Jim Jones, evil. Yeah. Right? David Koresh, evil.
Was he?
Joel Osteen.
Did you watch that damn show about it that made him look like a hero?
Yeah.
Did you say Joel Osteen?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I think Aaron popped his mic on and said that.
Well, I know Joel Osteen doesn't listen. I don't hate Joel Osteen as much as Barry does, but, you know, I'm that's pretty close. But no, I would be a, I'd be a friendly cult.
Okay.
Like, it would be, you know, I don't want all of, I don't want people giving me all their money to live in my compound. You know, I want them to keep some of their money. I don't want them to give me all of it, just enough to where, you know, I can.
But then you don't have enough power over them to be a cult leader.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not looking to be ruthless. I'm looking to be inclusive, man.
What are you guys going to do?
Well,
just hang out and stuff.
No, we're going to, because I'm almost 60 and know the meaning of life. I'm going to share the meaning of life with everyone.
This sounds like Charlie Manson's cult.
And well, but we're not going to kill people.
You're not.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm not going to ask them to kill people either.
Hmm.
He just says he wants a lot of love in Koontz.
Yeah, your cult sounds boring as hell. I'm not.
No, it's gonna be about inclusiveness, and it's gonna be about, you know, we're gonna get to the fundamental interconnectedness of all things and spiritual centering your spirit. It's gonna be great, and everybody's going to profit from it.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it would be successful. It'd give people meaning in their life.
I don't think you've got what it takes to be a cult leader. A real cult leader.
All right, well,
you gotta have some evil in you.
I don't want mass suicide. I'm out on that. I'm out on killing people.
Your cult has no purpose.
No, my cult has the purpose of making people feel better about their lives without killing. I'm saying we can all live together.
That just sounds like some weird sex commune.
No, it's the end of Rocky IV. If I can change and you can change, then maybe we can all change.
Maybe.
Sherilyn Beaumont says, happy birthday, Bradley Cooper.
Well, oh, God.
Somebody said you missed Tom Cruise on your evil cult leader list.
I did miss Tom Cruise. He's not the leader, though.
No, but he's like a lieutenant or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Those things.
He's a secondary guy. All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS are about to deliver big-time savings on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. And it used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. TGS is like, no, man, we'll do this in 15 seconds. Simple. Send a text. Send the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And we're talking about legit savings. How about $870 annually? That's what the average customer this year is saving. $870 on home insurance. And you don't need to wait till your renewal. You're not going to have to talk to an agent because they take care of all that. They take care of the back end. So you can just sit back and fatten your wallet just like that. So easy. And think about all the money you can save. They do auto insurance. They do all kinds of insurance, but they specialize in home insurance and they're saving us money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving today.
One bad baby like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it? Big drip. Ice chain, pure water. Ice.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I'm getting a lot of people saying that's not a cult, it's a club or a hippie commune. Well, it might be close to a hippie commune. I could see that. But there is a spiritual aspect to it. And there would be, you know, weed would be encouraged. We'd have a bar that would be encouraged. So maybe it is like a club. But, you know, there'd be some spiritualism. And you wouldn't have to participate in that if you didn't want to. If you wanted to go hunting, for instance, you could do that. Just want everybody to be the best person they can be.
So you're going to give people besides yourself access to guns in this cult?
Well, yeah. Because I'm going to need...
I got news for you.
I'm going to need security.
You're not going to last long as a cult leader. If your cult members have guns.
Guys. No, just like the inner circle cult members.
And one of them will turn on you.
See, there'll be like 7 layers of cult member. And when you get to level 1, you get a gun. And that way, and you're also part of the security. Because we're going to need security. Because you know what happens. The government's going to come after us when they find out we're a cult. even though we
but
don't.
But you're not really doing cult stuff.
I know, but they're going to come after us anyway, because that's what they did to David Koresh, because I saw that show, and that TV show made it look like David Koresh didn't do anything wrong.
I mean, David Koresh was also banging children.
Yeah, we're not doing that. That's not happening.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You're not doing that, or nobody's going to
do it? Nobody's going to be banging children.
Is it going to be like the other thing David Koresh did was when he got there, all the cult leaders basically told the married women that they're not allowed to have sex with their husbands anymore. They're only allowed to do it with you now.
Yeah, you know, I would encourage them to keep having sex with their husbands, but if they wanted to, you know, I mean,
because
that's just, you know, you're just sharing love. That's all.
Because it would be a bad idea to basically take away their wives and then give them guns.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, yeah. Those guys aren't going to probably make it to level one.
Okay.
Just saying. But no, I'm not going to take their wives
away. Those
are
just foot soldiers.
I might just borrow them for a little while. Okay. If they're into that, that's up to them. Asking for a friend, says Fred, now you sound just like Joel Osteen. Inclusive, love, one big family. Now give half your money, bitches. Daddy needs a new plane. I'm not going to hit people up for...
Oh, yes, you will.
I mean, you're going to have to pay.
But you're going to call them dues.
Well, it's not going to be dues.
Membership fees.
It'll be a membership fee, but it's not going to be like I'm constantly asking you for money. You're going to pay your monthly fee to be a part of it, and that's it.
You're like the Netflix of cults.
Exactly. Exactly. And doesn't everybody love Netflix?
Yeah, most people do.
And we'll just set it up. It'll come right out of your account. You don't have to worry about it. And you can come out anytime you want. And, you know, come to one of our spirit uplifting spiritual conversations. That's what I'm going to call it. And I'm going to be ordained in the Falcon Church of the Degenerates. I will be an ordained minister. I mean, I already got the turtleneck for it. So
that's true.
This could work. So that's, but I don't think that's going to make me a billionaire.
No, unless you have a whole lot of people.
Yeah. No, 832. I do not just want a swingers club. That's not what it is.
Sounds kind of like
It's about much more than that. Because it is a place where you can go for, you know, spiritual awakenings.
Okay.
And finding the commonality between all of us.
All right. Good luck, man.
I think it's got potential. On the Twitch line, dial style, it says weed farm hippie commune sounds great. Well, it wouldn't quite be a hippie commune, because hippies, and I don't know because I wasn't around for those, but I heard they didn't bathe and didn't shave their pits and stuff like that. We're not having that.
I don't think most cults are super cleanly places.
Oh no, we're not. We're going to be. This is not going to be a cult where people can do that kind of stuff. You will not show up with a bunch of leg hair. That's not happening, unless you're a guy.
Will your chicks not have armpit hair?
No. God, no. Disgusting.
I don't even think this is a cult, bro. I got news for you. You're doing some whole different thing.
No, I mean...
Be good, because then it keeps you off the government radar, but I this isn't a cult.
You're sure your cult isn't just a timeshare? No!
That's what it kind of sounds like.
But there's going to be services, right? Spiritual services.
Are you all going to live in one house?
No.
Or is it going to be like an apartment complex?
It'll be a place you can come and visit.
That's just church.
Okay. Well, therefore, but it's not going to be a traditional church. So, therefore, it's a cult.
All right. I don't think this idea is going
well.
Very
see,
far.
You have a negative connotation for cult, and I don't. I want to change that connotation of what a cult is.
Okay.
And make it a positive thing where you're not out drinking Kool-Aid, you're not out having sex with 12-year-olds, you're not out killing people, but you're actually having a positive impact on your community. So maybe cult's not the right word.
A cult is a system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object.
Okay, that'd be me.
A relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister.
Okay, strange, yes, sinister, no.
A misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing.
It would be misplaced if they admired me. I think, see, again, by the definition, cult.
Yeah.
832 says, just a pyramid scheme with extra steps.
It's a cult is a social group with a socially deviant or novel beliefs and practices system.
Okay, novel. Not socially deviant, novel. I wrote a novel. We'll have novel beliefs.
Okay. It was huge. Guys, are you ready to... It was giant. That's what it was. It was giant. His bleep was giant. Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? You know who's going to help you out? Pajamagram. Pajamagram.com. Go with a win-win. Something that's going to heat her up and could heat up your holiday too. How, you might ask? Well, Pajamagram, they've got something for everybody on your list. If you're shopping for your wife, your girlfriend, your baby mama, your mistress, your mama, your grandmama, your actual child, there's something for everybody. And if you want something sexy, they got that. You want something cute, they got that. You want something fun, they've got that. You want pajamas that match for the whole family, they've got that. You want the hoodie footy, of course they've got that. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to keeping her hot when she's freezing cold, because it combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And guess what? Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't have to wrap a thing. They're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. And when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout at Pajamagram.com, you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Someone says, Fred, that cult already exists. It's called Texas A&M.
Whoop!
And cult and serial killer talk. Why can't you guys talk sports? I've been waiting for that for about an hour.
Yes. The old why can't you talk sports.
Okay. What sports?
Sports isn't super interesting today. I don't know if you caught that. When you were watching sports yesterday, was there anything that you were like, man, this is really intriguing? No. There wasn't.
We could spend an hour on LeBron's load management comments versus the Clippers comments.
Yeah.
We could do that.
You want to hear Garrett Cole kind of throwing shade at the Astros about how the door for a championship was never open while he was there?
That's just dumb.
I don't even want to hear that.
No, it's just dumb.
Oklahoma suspended a backup running back, a somewhat meaningless receiver and a defensive end for the bowl game, and the number is now over 14, if you're interested in that.
I actually went the other I went LSU when it was 13.5.
okay,
so I'm already down on that.
I think I would lean LSU at 13.5 or lower. I think I would lean Oklahoma at 14 or higher.
You know, we'll go over the lines at 6 o'clock for those of you who are desperate for sports. You mentioned you were going to go see the Star Wars movie.
Yes.
For the Win ranked all of them except the new one.
Okay.
I want you to tell me too high, too low. Number 10, The Phantom Menace. And that was Jar Jar Binks.
Let me pull up. Was that the first of the prequels?
Was that the first or the second? It was Episode 1, yeah, it was the first one.
No, that's not the worst one.
Okay. Revenge of the Sith is number 9. I think that's too low. I like that one.
Is that the third of the
sequels?
That
was the third one when they were whacking little kids.
Yes, that's too low.
Attack of the Clones was the second one.
That is the worst one.
I would agree.
That's the one that it's basically like where the princess and they're like falling in love the whole time. It's really, really
the
crappy.
Only positive was Natalie Portman, and she had hair. The Force Awakens, number 7. That was the first of this trilogy.
Yeah, that seems about right. So they're saying the three worst are the three...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure from everything I've read about this new one, it would be number 11 on this list.
Okay.
It's the worst, but I haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment. Number 6 is Solo. I actually like that. I thought that was pretty good.
I thought it was okay. It just didn't, there didn't seem like a whole lot of plot to it, but...
How many of these actually have plot? Be honest.
Okay.
Number five, The Last Jedi. I did not like that one.
That was the second of the...
Yeah, that's the one that kind of got me out on the whole thing, so
yeah,
it'd be
much
lower. Yeah,
I was bored by
that. Number four, Return of the Jedi.
That seems about right.
Yeah, other than the Ewoks, that was... I like that one. Number three, I never got why people like this one so much, Rogue One.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not number three. And I would flip-flop one and two. At number two, they have The Empire Strikes Back.
That's so... The Empire Strikes Back is without question the best movie in that series.
Yeah, and they have A New Hope is the first one, which was the original Star Wars.
That's ridiculous.
That's number two. Empire Strikes Back was groundbreaking at the time because the bad guys won.
Yeah.
That never happens. So,
yeah, if the answer, if you say what's the best Star Wars movie and you say anything other than Empire Strikes Back, you're just wrong. There's that, because that's not that's not an opinion question.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, I don't hate that list. So
could have been worse.
Oh, boy.
They didn't put the animated one in there, huh?
No.
So was, and pardon my ignorance here, the movie that's coming out now, the Star Wars movie that's coming out, like, was today, the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Is that in the trilogy, the sequel trilogy?
Yeah, it's
with Force Awakens and Last Jedi.
Right. It's
episode 9.
It's supposed to end the whole thing.
Were Rogue One and Solo, were they just standalone?
Yeah, Rogue One was technically episode 3.5 because it was between Luke and Leia being born and Luke being basically 18 years old taking on the Empire. So okay. It was that middle part where they were completely building the Death Star.
Okay.
And how the Rebels got plans on how to destroy it.
I guess I'm just going to watch them all tonight. All 11 movies or 10 movies in preparation for watching this last one. And are we saying there's
you don't have to watch all of them. What you can do is you just watch the first three, which were technically fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Yes.
And then you watch the A New Hope, those three that ends with The Return of the Jedi, and then you watch the new three, or the new two, and then you watch the nine. And don't worry about Solo and Rogue One because they're not really necessary.
They're not part of the...
They're part of it, but they're not necessary. How's that?
Okay. But they're better than those first three.
Like, yeah, well, one, two, everything except for the third one in that first grouping was awful.
Yeah.
But
the first one, is the first one the one where they just drove around that stupid race, that pod race?
And
it was like an hour-long scene of pod racing. Dude.
And it starred a little kid, basically. Yeah. And just
pod racing?
Public service announcement, if you're making a movie, don't make a kid the star. I think that's a problem I have with his Dark Materials. There's only one of those left, but the kid is a main character. And, well, I think the other problem I have with it is it's so damn confusing. It makes the plot of The Matrix look like Dr. Seuss. So that's the other problem I have. Somebody said, I think we're jaded by the special effects in space and whatnot, but how is Star Wars never called out for the bad acting? I think that's my problem with these last two new ones. The characters all suck. They're not interesting. And, yeah, the acting's pretty bad. I think that's kind of why I lost interest.
Do you think that one chick's hot? The chick in the new Star Wars movies?
No, I don't. And she's just not that interesting.
Yeah. They should have made a sexy Star Wars lady. Like, I don't know how people got so interested in this movie with the whole series with essentially no hot chicks. Because even when, the first episode one, I guess it is, they put all that crazy makeup on Natalie Portman, and I don't like that look.
No, but if you go back to the original series, Carrie Fisher was pretty hot in the 70s.
See, I didn't think she was hot.
Well, she's not now. You look at her when
now, wasn't she's now, dead now. In the 70s.
Well, I know she's dead.
But yeah, I thought Natalie Portman looked like a little girl in all the movies, so I wasn't, she didn't do it for me.
She wasn't, in all honesty, she was not V for Vendetta Natalie Portman in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher didn't do it for me. How this movie series made so much money without any hot chicks is kind of beyond me. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, somebody brought up Princess Leia and gold chains. Yeah, that was the last one, right?
That was Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, when she had on the that was pretty hot. I'm gonna respectfully disagree. So, but that was a long time ago, and back then at the age I was, pretty much any woman in a bikini was hot.
Yeah, I guess.
So technically, this is all a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
God, that was a horrible joke.
Did he really just do that?
Yes.
Ugh. You know, I would tell him to shame bell himself, but he won't do it.
No.
And besides, I'm gonna give him a pass because of the beer he gave me for my birthday. Which thank him. And Josh brought me some great beer too, so I've got plenty of stuff to dive into this weekend. He brought me a BBH vanilla.
Nice.
Yeah. So, all right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 Days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away $50 gift cards to Nick's Place at 5:50. Caller 5 to 713-780-3776 will win $50 to the Friendly Neighborhood Dive Bar with a perfect mix of food, drinks, and sports. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And don't forget to book your holiday party at Nick's Place today. We did.
Food, drink, sports.
And Nick will be there, I'm sure.
Nick.
So, yeah, Nick's one of those billionaires. He listens to the show. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back over there. It's been too long, one of my favorite places. And looking forward to seeing all the listeners. Because I know a bunch of you are coming, and it's going to be, it's going to be fun. Somebody says choosing any movie over Empire would be like putting Harden or Malone ahead of Dream. Yeah, that's fair. Somebody asks, is Late Hits on after? Yes, it is. Patrick Creighton sitting out there right now, getting ready for the show. Just had a little brief chat with him.
Ready to yell at you!
And I do want to say congratulations to the Late Hits team for the job they did with the party Saturday night. I've heard nothing but great stuff. So, all right, time for the...
Very kind of you.
God, I can't believe it's already 5:46.
Yeah.
That flew by. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Asking for a friend says, how dare you, Fred? Don't make a kid the star. How dare you desecrate Home Alone? I'm not desecrating Home Alone, but it does transition into our gym of the day.
Let's do it.
Where a man, one of the things we've talked about for a while now are package thieves, and this time of year it's worse, right?
Porch pirates.
Yes. And Lawyer Dave won't let me put up like a crossbow or a robot with guns or any kind of trap for him because that's not legal.
I was listening to it, or I was reading a story about a guy who, ordered a Nest doorbell, and it got stolen off his porch.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Well, I don't know if you remember, but last year, a guy named Mark Rober, who was a NASA engineer, captured footage of a thief stealing a package from his porch, brought it to the police, and they did nothing, which is pretty common, right?
Yeah.
So he created a glitter bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Loaded up with glitter and a devastating fart spray. So that was last year. Now he's doing Glitter Bomb Trap 2.0, and he actually enlisted the help of Macaulay Culkin, who served as the inspiration for all of this. And basically, there is a YouTube video of it, and it's great. And if you get a chance, watch it. But I am all for this. Anything that stops these guys, and you know, I think in the time we've been there, we've had one thing stolen, and we're kind of like, because we're on a very busy street, so yeah, it's really hard to go in there without getting seen. But man, I see it all the time, and you know, I want these people killed.
Well, you don't want them killed. No, I want them killed. Want them apprehended
because they're horrible human beings.
Okay.
But this guy has the right idea, and maybe, you know, maybe this is just a thought. What if we wrote our congressman and said we want a law that allows us to strike back against these guys? Like if somebody's in my front yard, I can walk out with a gun and shoot him. Why can't I have a gun up there on my door?
Yeah.
And just for people who are stealing packages.
Well, but what happens if it accidentally gets someone who's not stealing a pet? What if it gets a pizza guy?
It's not going to get the pizza guy because it's going to be artificial intelligence, and we know they're smarter than us.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a robot out there. It's going to be like Ed 209 in RoboCop. Of course, that kind of messed up a little bit when he accidentally killed the guy. But this Ed 209 will be perfect. And it will be able to recognize the difference between, you know, a person coming up and delivering pizza or Uber Eats or whatever it is, and porch thief. Oh, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. I'm not...
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
A couple people mentioning the machete order of watching Star Wars essentially eliminates episode one. It goes 4, 5, 2, 3, 6. Now, that's too much thought for me.
Yeah,
I don't care enough to do all that. Somebody mentioned you saw iRobot with Will Smith. Yes, but that robot was trained specifically to kill one guy.
True.
And, of course, then the main robot took over and the other ones were, you know, not to give away the plot. But that was... okay. Maybe I'll stay away from the artificial intelligence. I'll wait until Skynet takes over and then it won't matter for us because we'll all be dead. Bryce said he saw the NASA guy's YouTube video yesterday. Awesome stuff. It's a glitter bomb and fart spray. And, I'm for.
Did you see the guy at the impeachment hearings today?
No, I've done everything I can to ignore that bull bleep.
There's just photos running around the internet of this guy, Bill Long, who's a, he's seen in the impeachment hearings sitting there with a dumbfounded look on his face. But the best part of it is there's literally cash hanging out of his pocket at the end. Yeah. I can't wait for all this to be over with. I don't care what happens, honestly. I just want it to be over.
Yeah, it's not. This thing's not going anywhere. And, you know, I'm really close to just, well, once we get our new system in for people to participate, I think I'm not even going to look at Twitter anymore. It's going to be like Facebook for me because like I barely look at Facebook. Like I'll go on there maybe once a week.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close to doing that with Twitter. It's just, you know, when I need, I still need it for certain things, but once we get to, you know, once we get to the actual show participation stuff, I'm not going to need it anymore. So I've really gotten, well, some of it's just pure economics. Why is Twitter profiting from us? And plus it's just, I can't, there's so many people that if I unfollowed everybody, maybe I should be Palillo.
Just follow nobody.
Because it doesn't matter. They'll retweet this stuff. They'll like this stuff and it shows up on my timeline and it's all crap that I don't care about, don't want to hear about. And you know, then it's also full of trolls. So
trolls.
So I don't know, but I don't, you know, I'm getting where I ignore it a lot.
Okay.
But not completely yet. Cause I can't, but I think in a perfect world, Twitter will be to me what Facebook is now.
and basically going away, the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah, where it's there. So if I want to respond to it, I can, but I'm only going to look at it once every few days.
Okay.
But we're not there yet. But it's coming.
The time is coming.
Yeah. And we'll have a, but I it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. The Blitzers are going to love it. I had another one that was pretty good from that somebody sent me earlier. One of the positives about Twitter is people send me gems of the day. Don't know if you saw this. Beer bottle helps Roswell police nab man accused of posing as a cop. A North Georgia man was having a massage, and he pretended to be an officer while committing indecent acts in front of a masseuse. But the beer bottle he left behind contained key evidence, his fingerprints.
Oh, no.
So a day after asking for the public's help to identify the man, police announced his arrest.
Got him.
Christopher Getter, 58, was captured in the surveillance camera. And they believe he entered a place called Massage Angel. He was carrying a Heineken beer bottle. There's another problem. During a massage, his name was Christopher Getter. He's 58.
Are you sure that's not one of Bob Kraft's aliases?
He may be, but Bob Kraft's older than 58.
Yeah, that's true.
Says, during a massage, he identified himself as a police officer, attempted to handcuff the masseuse, and performed indecent acts in the presence of the masseuse. The suspect then left the business in his own vehicle. He did leave the beer bottle there, which...
And that's illegal, huh?
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to do indecent acts in front of people. That's a crime.
Okay.
And not supposed to handcuff people against their will.
All right.
But not... I mean, and the cool thing about this is, having watched a lot of Law & Order, you could also get his DNA off the bottle.
Yeah.
But they got the fingerprints, and that was good enough. He was arrested late Tuesday. And here's what he was charged with. False imprisonment. That's for handcuffing. Criminal attempt to commit rape. Impersonating a public officer. Sexual battery. And battery. At his first court appearance, he was granted a $95,000 bond. And there you have it.
Well, that's not good.
No.
When are you guys going to learn? Stop handcuffing your masseuse.
Yeah.
So play it cool and lay the $50 bill down on the table, and just if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, yeah. Not, I mean, that's kind of. I mean,
if not you overtipped.
If frankly, they'll offer if that's on the table.
That's it,
and that's all you had to worry about. Didn't you watch 2 Days in the Valley?
Like sometimes, what you can do is when you set your phone and keys and wallet on the table, if you just have like a $100 bill, the corner peeking out of your wallet, you know, like all the other bills are still tucked safely away in the wallet, and that other bill is just. Like, not all the way out, let's say like a quarter of the way out. It's more than peeking out. Just saying. They'll usually say, would you like any extra services, yeah. Mr. Fowler?
Just the tip.
Yeah. All right, guys. Everybody loves giving gifts around the holidays. And everybody loves getting gifts. But anyway, that's beside the point. Shopping can be a hassle. CBDMD.com knows that. Avoid the crowded stores, long checkout lines, and terrible traffic. Hit up CBDMD.com. And it's CBDMD's Week of Giving through tomorrow, the 19th. Daily deals on everything from topicals and tinctures to gummies and pet products, which means a full week of eye-popping prices with no lines, no fighting with strangers, and most importantly, no traffic. And maybe a good time to get something for yourself while you're at it. Some stocking stuffers. And to make sure you don't miss out on any of these one-time offers, go to their Instagram page, cbdmd.usa, where they're updating their Instagram daily with that day's featured product, as well as other great deals and fun holiday ideas. And when you're checking out, make sure you use the code ESPN975 at checkout. You'll get an extra 20% off your order. Come on, guys. CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975. Finish your holiday shopping with CBDMD.com.